This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that NDA government's model prioritizes empowering the marginalized and underprivileged sections of society. He was speaking after laying foundation stone of projects worth over 29,000 crore rupees in Mumbai. He laid the foundation stone for the Thane-Borivali tunnel project, which will reduce the travel distance between Thane and Borivali by 12 kilometers and save approximately 1 hour of travel time. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Goregaon Mulund Link Road GMLR project, which will provide an additional connectivity option between the Western Express Highway at Goregaon and the Eastern Express Highway at Mulund in Mumbai. This link road will offer direct connectivity for western suburbs with the under-construction Navi Mumbai and Pune Mumbai expressway. Furthermore, Prime Minister Modi launched the state government's Mukhyamantri Yuva Karya Prashikshan Yojana, which aims to generate paid internship opportunities for 10 lakh youth per year. All results have been declared in the by-election held on Wednesday in 13 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states. While Congress and Trinamool Congress have won 4 seats each, BJP bagged 2 and Aam Aadmi Party and DMK 1 seat each. One seat has gone to an independent candidate, Shankar Singh, in Bihar. He has won the Rupali Assembly seat, defeating JDU candidate Kaladhar Prasad Mandal. In Himachal Pradesh, ruling Congress has won Dehra and Nalagarh Assembly seats, while BJP bagged Hamirpur Assembly constituency. In West Bengal, ruling All India Trinamool Congress won all 4 seats, Raiganj, Ranaghat Dakshin, Maniktola and Bagda. In Uttarakhand, Badrinath and Mangalore Assembly seats went to Congress candidates. In Madhya Pradesh, BJP candidate Kamlesh Pratap Shah won the Amarwada seat. In Punjab, the ruling Aam Aadmi Party has won the Jalandhar West Reserved Assembly seat. In Tamil Nadu, DMK candidate Anniyur Shiva has won Vikravandi Assembly seat. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachoor has emphasized the need to teach law in regional languages. Addressing the convocation ceremony of Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia National Law University, RMLNLU, in Lucknow today, Justice Chandrachoor said, if the principles of law cannot be explained in simple terms to the general public, then there is a flaw in the legal profession and legal education. The CGI said, in teaching law, regional languages should also be considered. He said, RMLNLU should start an LLB course in Hindi. He said, laws related to regional issues should also be taught in the universities. Justice Chandrachoor and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, distributed degrees to the students. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the implementation of the Vibrant Villages program at a high-level meeting in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is committed to the all-round development of the border villages. Mr. Shah stressed on the need to provide employment opportunities to local residents and increase connectivity with villages to prevent migration from these border villages. In Gujarat, 4 children have died during treatment of suspected Chandipura virus infection at Himmatnagar Civil Hospital in Sabarkantha. Talking to Akashvani, Chief District Health Officer Raj Sutaria said 2 other children are undergoing treatment at the same hospital. The officer added that the blood samples of all these children have been sent to National Institute of Virology for confirmation and reports are still awaited. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, Kerala and South Interior Karnataka during the next 5 days. It said heavy rainfall is also likely over Telangana, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh during the next 4 days. And in men's cricket, the 4th T20 International of the 5-match series between India and Zimbabwe is underway in Harare. India were 115 for no loss in 11 overs a short while ago. Earlier, Zimbabwe set a target of 153 before the host. And that is the end of this news bulletin.